You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Jewish Prayer. Prayer is an ancient way of connecting with Hashem and bringing Hashem into our lives on a daily basis. It was prophesied that prayer would one day take the place of the sacrifices, since the Jews would be without a temple. It is important to have kavanah, the proper mindset for prayer, each time we pray. It is important to remind oneself that one is speaking to Hashem with the intention to fulfill the mitzvah of prayer whenever one prays. Some people use liturgical melodies called nigunim to help them come to a place of kavanah. It is important to free one's mind from distractions and concentrate on speaking to Hashem. Hebrew is the language of Jewish prayer. It is permissible to pray in one's language, but it is best to pray in Hebrew. Jewish prayer is overwhelmingly a communal act. It is permissible and even encouraged to pray on an individual basis, but communal prayer is ideal. In fact, there are some prayers that cannot be said without a minyan, which is a quorum of 10 Jews. Observant Jews pray, or daven, 3 times daily, every day: the shachrit, morning service; the micha, afternoon prayer service; and the ma'ariv, the evening service. It is believed that Abraham began the shachrit service, Isaac began the micha service, and Jacob began the ma'ariv service. Additional biblical references suggest that King David and the prophet Daniel prayed 3 times a day. In Psalms, David states, "Evening, morning, and afternoon do I pray and cry, and he will hear my voice." This is in Psalms 55, verse 18. As in Daniel, it says, "His windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he had done before." This is chapter 6, verse 11, the book of Daniel. In addition to the prayers during these services, there are specific prayers added during various Jewish holidays, synagogue services, Shabbat, and life cycle events. Orthodox Judaism regards halacha, Jewish law, as requiring Jewish men to pray 3 times daily, and 4 times on Shabbat in most Jewish holidays, and 5 times on Yom Kippur. Orthodox Jewish women are required to pray at least daily, with no specific time requirement, but the system of multiple daily prayer services is regarded as optional. Conservative Judaism also regards the halachic system of multiple daily services as mandatory. Since 2002, conservative Jewish women have been regarded as having undertaken a communal obligation to pray the same prayers at the same time as men, with traditionalist communities and individual women permitted to opt out. Reform and Reconstructionist congregations do not regard halacha as binding, and hence regard appropriate prayer times as matters of personal spiritual decision rather than a matter of religious requirement. According to halacha, all individual prayers and virtually all communal prayers may be said in any language that the person praying understands. Maimonides, in his Mishneh Torah, relates that until the Babylonian exile, all Jews composed their own prayers. After the exile, however, the sages of the time, united in the Great Assembly, found the ability of the people insufficient to continue the practice. These prayers are collected in a prayer book known as the Siddur, from the Hebrew root word Seder, meaning order. The oldest fixed daily prayer in Judaism, the Shema, consists of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, chapter 11, verses 13 through 21, and Numbers 15, verses 37 through 41. From ancient times, the commandment to speak of these matters, when you retire and when you arise, has been fulfilled by reciting the Shema twice a day, morning and night. The priestly blessing from Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26, is also another early fixed daily prayer. A set of 18, and currently 19 blessings called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amida, which is Hebrew for standing, is traditionally ascribed to the Great Assembly in the time of Ezra at the end of the biblical period. This prayer is the cornerstone of every Jewish service. According to the Talmud, soon after the destruction of the Temple in Jerusalem, a formal version of the Amidah was adopted at a rabbinical council in Yavna under the leadership of Rabban Gamliel II and his colleagues. However, the precise wording was still left open. The order, general ideas, opening and closing lines were fixed. Most of the wording was left to the individual reader. It was not until several centuries later that the prayers began to be formally fixed. By the Middle Ages, the texts of the prayers were nearly fixed and in the form in which they are still used today. The Siddur was printed by Sansino in Italy as early as 1486, though a Siddur was first mass distributed only in 1865. The Siddur began appearing in the vernacular as early as 1538. The first unauthorized English translation by Gamliel ben Bedhatzur, which was actually a pseudonym, appeared in London in 1738, with a different translation being released in the United States in 1837. Readings from the Torah, the five books of Moses, and the Nevi'im, the prophets, form part of the prayer services. To this framework, various Jewish sages added, from time to time, various prayers, and for festivals especially, numerous hymns. The earliest existing codification of the prayer book was drawn up by Rav Amram Gaon of Sura, Babylon, around 850. Half a century later, Rav Saadia Gaon, also known as Sura, composed a Siddur in Arabic. These were the basis of Simcha ben Samuel's Machzor Vitre from the 11th century France, which was based on the ideas of his teacher, Rashi. Another formulation of the prayers was then appended by Maimonides to the laws of prayer in his Mishneh Torah. This forms the basis of the Yemenite liturgy and has had some influence on other rites. From this point forward, all Jewish prayer books had the same basic order and contents. During the 6th century BCE, during the Babylonian exile, the Jewish people had no temple in which to offer sacrifices. Prayers were used as a substitute for these sacrifices. Therefore, the prayers were said three times a day, according to the thrice daily sacrifice times at the temple. Additional prayers were added for Shabbat and some holidays in accordance with the additional sacrifices at the temple on Shabbat and the holidays. The Shacharit, from Shachar, meaning morning light, prayer is recited in the morning. Halacha limits parts of its recitations to the first three, Shema, or four, Amidah, hours of the day, where hours are 1/12 of daylight time, making these times dependent on the season. Mincha, derived from the flower offering that accompanied each sacrifice, may be recited from half an hour after halakhic noontime. This earliest time is referred to as Mincha Gedola, or the large mincha. It is, however, preferably recited after mincha ketana, 2.5 halachic hours before nightfall. Ideally, one should complete the prayers before sunset, although many authorities permit reciting mincha until nightfall. In many congregations, the afternoon and evening prayers are recited back-to-back on a working day to save people having to attend synagogue twice. The Vilna Gaon discouraged this practice, and followers of his set of customs commonly wait until after nightfall to recite Ma'ariv. The name derives from the word nightfall. Thank you for listening to Jewish Prayer. Shalom.